This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is going to make us sound, well, kind of nerdy, but you know what we do for fun around here? We spend a lot of time picking over the details of what the Federal Reserve is doing and what that's going to mean for this economy. It's interest rates that get most of the attention, of course, but the Fed's going to start running off its balance sheet, too. And we've talked about this a little bit, that since the financial crisis, and especially since the beginning of the pandemic, the Fed has bought trillions of dollars in securities, bills and notes and bonds issued by the U.S. Treasury mostly, but also mortgage-backed securities. And this week, the Fed is going to start the long, slow process of getting rid of them. So we asked Marketplace's Justin Ho to explain why the heck the Fed owns mortgage-backed securities to begin with and what it hopes it's going to happen when it gets rid of them.
The reason why the Federal Reserve owns mortgage-backed securities goes back to the golden days of the financial crisis of 2008 and 2009, when the Fed was trying to prevent the market for mortgages from collapsing.
During the crisis, every financial institution in the world had some exposure to the U.S. housing system.
That's Jim Vogel at FHN Financial. He says those institutions had no interest in buying more housing bonds.
And without that supply of capital, the Fed stepped in as a buyer, in effect, of last resort.
The Fed ended up buying over $1 trillion worth of mortgage bonds, in the process pumping over $1 trillion into the economy, and kept buying them for several years, says Winnie Caesar at Credit Sites.
In the, call it 2009 to 2014 period, for the most part, the Fed was still adding holdings to its balance sheet, both treasuries and mortgage-backed securities.
In 2017, the Fed started letting some of its mortgage bonds expire. But then the pandemic happened, so the Fed went back to buying mortgage bonds. Caesar says the goal, again, was to get more cash into the economy.
Make sure that borrowers were able to borrow, that property valuations were still going to be relatively stable to avoid a great financial crisis 2.0.
Now, the Fed's back to letting its existing bonds expire, so it gradually owns fewer and fewer of them. Megan Green is chief economist at the Kroll Institute. If the Fed isn't buying more mortgage bonds, she says,
then you're going to need a private sector actor to step in if you want to maintain all these mortgages out there.
When private investors buy those mortgage bonds, that pulls cash out of the overall economy.
Then there's less capital generally sloshing around the system. Then that should slow down demand.
And that, in theory, should take some of the upward pressure off of inflation. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.